Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Van Halen bringing us back. That's preamble to jump. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Vicki Oliver is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Bad Bosses, Crazy Workers, and Other Office Idiots, also 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. Vicki Oliver, Vicki with a Y, VickiOliver.com. Vicki, thanks for being here. Longtime Brain Trust member. Okay, we're talking about millennials, and you wrote an article about this. They can find it at your website, too, can't they?
Yes.
Life lessons you didn't learn in college.
Yes.
But will need at work. And can we post this on our website? I'd love to.
Yes, please post it on your website.
Thank you. All right, so the E word. One of the things that people who don't even know millennials know to ask is about whether millennials feel entitled.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's going on out there?
Okay, so this is my own theory, and I just want to, say we know I'm painting the whole generation with a big brush. And when you do that, sometimes it's not totally accurate. But what I want to say is, yes, there's a little bit of an entitlement problem. And my theory about why millennials feel entitled is because they are used to a rate of change that is very fast. Mm-hmm. They are so computer savvy, and things happen so fast.
But they're also used to getting stuff without having to earn much of it.
Yes.
Their whole lives.
But things, you used to have to go to a library, and it would take, a week, maybe, to find out a kernel of information.
You had to flip pages and study and make notes.
You had to really, really, really dig for information. Now, at the press of a button, you can find anything on the Internet in 2 seconds. It's amazing what we can find.
Speaking of your smartphone, right?
Right. The flip side of that, I think, is that, young people feel like, things happen really fast, and they're impatient, and it comes off as a little bit of an entitlement chip. Mm-hmm. So, okay, there's a millennial, and they do a fantastic job, they want to be promoted, today, that type
get
of thing.
A raise or whatever.
Get a raise, get promoted, get the title, get the window office,
And leave this job to go to the next one.
Yeah. Hop. And, that is statistically true, that millennials do hop jobs much faster. So the problem is it's okay, to hop jobs in the beginning of your career, but you don't want to have like a laundry list of places where you've worked. You want to build a career, build your skills.
You're building a resume. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you are a millennial and you're listening to this right now, I would just say, be very careful that you don't come off as completely entitled and spoiled, and that you want rewards so much faster than the other people got them, because they're not going to support you in it. They won't support you. They'll be like, no, it took me 2 years to get promoted. I'm not going to promote her after 3 months.
Right. Well, another thing that I do, and I'm going to encourage my baby boomer peers to do, who employ millennials, I go in there and I talk to them. I go in there and I try to put their job into context with the history of my business, with the history of the industry, with the history of customers.
Right.
I try to and the thing is though, and here's where I get annoyed at millennials. Is the way they roll their eyes at me when I start trying to tell them these things, as if, are you kidding me? That's older than 48 hours. Why would I care about that? Why would I even want that in my head?
Right.
See, that's the part that I get about. If I have one beef with millennials, it's a disregard for anything that's older than 48 hours. That's my term. That's my time
frame. And
I'm making a little bit of a joke there, but it's almost like that. And I look at them and their faces go blank.
Right. And you're doing them a favor. You're going in and you're explaining it to them.
I'm taking my time. I'm running a business. I'm taking my time to go in there and help them. And so what I tell them is, Vicki, is I say, guys, you're not going to be with me for a long time. I know that. But and that's okay with me. But I said, my goal is when you leave here, for you to be ready and worthy of the next job.
Right.
And not on your terms, but on my terms, because frankly, I know more about what you need to do for the next, after you leave me, than you do right now.
Right. But you're mentoring them. I mean, a big complaint that millennials have is that they can't find a mentor. And here you are, you're mentoring them.
Yep, yep.
And you're still getting kind of, you know, the entitlement chip back, which is too bad.
That's right. I can't stand the attitude or the rolling of the eye thing, the blank, the drop, the, you know, the blank stare. Folks, when someone is taking the time to help you understand, to put things in perspective, please at least try to act interested.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think that also factors into the technology as well, because we all are carrying our mobile devices and we have instant gratification. You know, and we can just find anything, and we can communicate with all of our people. I mean, one problem is, like, you just have to stay focused at a job. When you're there, mm-hmm. you're being paid to be focused. You're not really being paid to get on your Facebook account and look
That's right.
that, unless they're asking you to do something.
I asked my millennials one time, I said, how much of an epidemic is that in, among your generation? And they said, you're right, boss, it's an epidemic.
It's an epidemic.
Yeah, not doing the work, but staying on their social media.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but it's Vicky, addictive, unfortunately. It's like as addictive as cigarettes, you know.
We got to come back and talk about this some more. Will you do that another day?
I would love to.
VickyOliver.com, right?
Yes.
Folks, it's a good website. She's a great leader and a lot of good stuff there. Check it out. Vicky, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Vicky Oliver, ladies and gentlemen. That's Vicky with a Y, by the way. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.